talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Chris Christopherson, Sunday Morning Coming Down, and we're very sad that Chris Christopherson passed this past week, and he left a great legacy of in both recording music and also as an actor. So, and that's that Sunday Morning Coming Down. We've used that several times as our home theme, one of our home theme songs, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About Our Home. And special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show. That's coming up January 24th through the 26th. And we're getting, every week we're getting closer and closer to sell out. So if you work for or own a home, if you're a home service provider and you cater to affluent homeowners and you'd like to jumpstart your sales for 2025 and like to talk to us about displaying at the Charleston Home and Design Show, give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call. And you can also reach out to me directly, tbarkley@newhomecharleston.com, tbarkley@newhomecharleston.com. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with architect Joy Martin with Joy Architecture and Interior Design. Also, Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. And then finally, we'll be talking to Tim Barker with Backyard Retreats. But joining us now are the editorial team at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Managing Editor Michaela Arnett, and our other editor, Ashley Rowell. How are you ladies doing?
We're doing great. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You bet. So when we, at the beginning of each quarter, when we have our new issue out, I like to talk to you all about what people can find inside the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And Michaela, why don't you tell our listeners?
Yeah, so we've got a really exciting cover. We went inside the Big Chill House. It's an awesome film from 1983, also known as Title Home, historically. Its owners, the Tashjians, see their role in the home as more of a stewardship to the community. And it's just, it's a really incredible project, historic restoration and renovation, I think. And they worked with the New York designer Stephen Gambrell, who has written a number of coffee table books that I have at my house. So that was really cool to see his work, you know, in person.
So they used a very famous interior designer to create the plan to renovate the home.
Yes. The owners of the house mentioned that he might be a Northeastern individual, but he's got Southeastern sensibilities. And when I asked Stephen what he meant by that, he said that sometimes interior design can be a little stiff and serious, but that there is an element of that, I think, in Southern design, the formality of it all. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. And, the big chill movie that, as you mentioned, that came out in 1983, the house is located in Beaufort, South Carolina. And, from reading your story, I guess they, the producers put up all these big name actors and actresses, in a condominium complex, where they could all, talk to each other, get to know each other, become very friendly, as they portrayed themselves as college buddies from the 70s, right?
Yeah, it was an awesome method acting experience, I'm sure.
And who are some of the famous actors and actresses that are in Big Chill? We've got Glenn Close,
Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner is
people forget he was in it.
I know, I did too. And he plays the. Oh, you go ahead and explain.
He plays the friend who passes in the film and kind of brings everyone together. But we can't forget Tom Berenger, Jeff Goldblum, Meg Tilly, William Hurt, and my favorite, Glenn Close.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, and I graduated from college in 1985, and so that was kind of a film that a lot of my peers watched, and it had a big influence on me, and I've been pursuing us trying to get the Big Chill House on our cover for several years, and it just wasn't ready. I've been talking to the owner for years and years, and he finally said yes. An amazing job that you all did with traveling to Beaufort to document the Big Chill House, and this is about the first time in, I don't know, 15, 20 years where we haven't had a person on the cover of our magazine. In this case, the house is the star, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the owners agree. They were very adamant when I was interviewing them that the home was the celebrity, and it's part of the reason why they did what they did with the home, to kind of give it back to the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the besides that that great cover feature, what are some of the other features that people can find in the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine?
We've got a really interesting climate-friendly feature, I guess you could say. Hardworking exterior products are able to be found in the Paradise or Peril feature. Charleston has a harsh climate, and we have all sorts of weather. And so these products really hold up through heat and humidity.
People don't think of Charleston as having harsh weather.
They don't?
No. Don't people? They love to come here and vacation and so forth. What is interesting is building folks and architects, they refer to it as our environment as harsh because of the salty air, the high humidity, our propensity for hurricanes and the threat of even earthquakes. And so we did one of our features showcases some of the great products that are out there that people can use to fortify their homes to make things last longer in their homes, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So we got the Big Chill, we've got Paradise or Peril, that feature, and then what's our other big feature?
Our other big feature is residential revivals, and I think it's kind of interesting because we broke it into two parts. So one is a before and after showcase, where we include before pictures so you can really truly see how big the renovation was inside the home, but maybe you don't have the time or the budget, and maybe you just still want to make your home look a little bit better. So that's why we broke it into two, and we gave you a section called No Demo Designs, which is where you can make a statement without making a mess. And we recommend you flip through both and you see which ones are available to you. And we have some great contractors, interior designers in there, where if you feel inspired by the pictures, maybe give them a call about redoing your house.
Gotcha. And you ladies, you're sort of the the hub here at Charleston Home and Design in terms of dealing directly with all of our A-list advertisers and setting up all of the photo shoots for them. And were there any favorite parts of the last 3 months as we prep to create this our new fall issue?
Yeah, I would say some of my favorite before and after features in here are the historic renovations. Some of the before photos are, you know, older than me probably, and it's just really neat to see. There's just something so neat about a before and after photo, but specifically a black and white before photo, I think is really cool. And we shot just a lot of historic homes this last quarter, and it was really, really cool to see how they've been modernized.
And as always, we always have the contact information for these local contractors, so you get great inspiration with the beautiful photography that we have, and then we tell you exactly who to call if you want to make some changes in your own home. Well, thank you, ladies, for taking a moment to talk with me, and have a great weekend, everybody. And now we're talking with architect and interior designer Joy Martin with Joy Architecture and Interior Design. How are you, Joy?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Joy, take a moment and tell everyone about Joy Architecture and Interior Design.
Sure. We are a boutique architecture and interior design firm based in two locations, in Charleston, South Carolina, and in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I started the firm in January of 2016 after a long career of working for a variety of other architects, and started out primarily in single-family residential and some multifamily projects. And we've grown the firm to do, you know, much bigger work from the initial renovation work that we were doing, but we are still specialists in the single family residential renovation sector. So it's kind of a niche that we're experts in, and we bring both architecture and interior design services to our clients in both Minneapolis and Charleston.
Gotcha. And are you, do you split your time between the two offices?
I do a bit. One of the things that, you know, we learned during the COVID era was how effective telecommuting was with Zoom and, Microsoft Teams and Google Meet and all those different software platforms. So we actually kind of honed our skills during 2020 and 2021. I was living in Minneapolis at the time, and everything was shut down there quite a bit longer than it was here in South Carolina. And so we got really good at it, and we actually found that meeting by Zoom was a benefit in some ways for our clients, because it allowed us to share a screen and walk through presentations page by page, sort of control what people were seeing a little bit, but also take notes directly on drawings and then immediately share PDF digital versions of those notes and drawings with the clients following our meetings. So it made for, you know, shorter commute times or eliminated commute times, and then conveying of information that was exchanged really seamlessly. So once we kind of went back to work, I had a life event that meant I was ready to move back to Charleston to be close to my family that lives here. And we kind of went for it. There was a team of six people in Minneapolis that still run the studio there and are busy with lots of different fun projects. And then I have a small team here in Charleston. So I predominantly am based in Charleston. We have an office on Broad Street, and occasionally I'll fly up there to meet with the team or celebrate different milestones, or someone will fly down here to be part of a Charleston project. But really we meet at least once a week as a group by, Zoom or Teams. And then we have internal meetings throughout the week, usually between different people working on different projects and myself. Mm-hmm. So It is. Yeah, I don't have to fly every week or, you know, twice a month or anything like that. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, that's great. Who needs the services of an architect and an interior designer? Because, it's interesting, all of the historic homes in downtown Charleston, they all used an architect way, way back then. But today, some people are going another route, or they may not realize that they need an architect, and they forget about an interior designer. Most people think an interior designer is somebody who helps arrange the furniture, and there's so much more that goes into that. So tell our listeners, who are the folks that should be using the services of an architect and an interior designer?
Yeah, sure. First of all, I think it would be great if everyone could use the services of an architect. I think a lot of the building challenges that we're faced with in our homes and workplaces are, best solved by someone who's been really trained in how to efficiently use space and create balance and bring in natural light and sort of look at the holistic aspects of spaces we inhabit. And so that is the approach that we have, is that sort of everyone deserves to have an architect in their lives or an interior designer in their lives. And I should kind of explain like the difference between the two and how we overlap. So in residential architecture, there is a lot of overlap between what architects do and what interior designers do, especially when you're talking about renovation work. Some homes we don't even make an addition to, we just completely transform the interior that's already existing, move walls and things like that. So the interior designers on our team have been trained in interior design. They've gone to, undergrad and grad school for those things and have experience, but they are looking at all of the pieces that are attached to the house on the interior. So everything from cabinets, plumbing, fixtures, surface finishes, lighting, how the spaces connect from one room to the next visually. And so, as that's a lot of decision making to put on a client's plate. So a lot of times we will work with, we work with a lot of families, we work with a lot of dual income couples that both of them are working and really don't have time to shop for all the 1,000 decisions that they have to make. What kind of tile, what kind of counter, what color or style of cabinetry. Flooring is a whole realm of its own. Lighting can really impact how a space feels once it's built. So, selecting the right type of lighting, including decorative lighting, is part of what we do. Occasionally we'll assist with some furniture pieces, but really we leave that up to the professionals who are interior designers that focus on interior decorating. And so we'll often bring in partners for clients that request those types of services. So if they do want window treatments or, textile selection, that is not what we do. So if clients think about whatever is attached to the house, that's the interior type of service that we do. But what we'll do in the architecture side is really connect with a lot of empty nesters who are either looking to, kind of change the way their home has been functioning. Now that they're empty nesters, they maybe have a hobby that they want to create space for that they didn't have space for previously. Or the house has gotten worn out because they've raised a family in it and they love their neighborhood. Those are people that we regularly work with. People who are, love their neighborhood, love their house, love their yard, whatever, and they just don't want to move. And then the other piece that's on top of that is the real estate industry is, has a limited supply and a high demand. And so it's hard to sell a house and find something else that you're going to love. So a lot of our clients have chosen to stay put. And that ranges from young families to, like I said, empty nesters, and sometimes individual, solo professionals who are just looking to upgrade their space. But those are all the things that all the people that we work with. And then occasionally we'll work with some developers who are more boutique focused. So we do like urban infill multifamily housing that is maybe 40 apartments or, you know, 15 condos, and they're looking for just that sort of special attention to a smaller project that maybe might not be a good fit for a bigger firm or a bigger developer. And then for the architecture aspect, you know, when we think about a major renovation, you know, we're often removing significant walls inside a house. Sometimes we're removing an entire roof structure on a one-story home and adding a second story. So there are major structural implications to all of that. And so as the architecture side gets involved, we look at how can we best use every square inch of the home. We consider additions, you know, on the footprint of the home if necessary, but really try and work within the four walls so that we can stretch our clients' budgets as far as possible. So we work with people who have, you know, tight budgets, and we work with some other people who have really generous budgets, and we try and meet everyone where they're at so that we can kind of fill the dream and help them visualize it.
Mm-hmm. Can't a homeowner just there's so many beautiful photos of spaces that they can look on and pin on Pinterest and CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com and other shelter magazines. Can't they just show a photo to the contractor and say, this is what I want, and skip the whole process of hiring an architect and interior designer?
Yeah, for smaller projects, that is sometimes what we recommend, like to work with an experienced builder who can do that type of thing. But once you get outside of a, like, say it's a kitchen renovation, you know, someone could do that and work with just a really great cabinet shop, and maybe they're savvy shoppers. But once you get expand the scope beyond, say, like a single room facelift, oftentimes builders will say, that's, you know, this is a great concept, but I can't give you a great price or an accurate price without having some drawings to go along with this. I think the other thing too is we often find surprises when we open up walls in homes, and part of the architect's job, you know, we're not just designers. We are trained in the building sciences and structural implications of things. So we bring a very holistic approach. So, you know, especially if you're in a home that's older than, say, 20 years, there are things that often need to be dealt with. And we understand how to sort of peel back the layers that are necessary and address those. So maybe, you know, you open up a wall and find there's been a slow drip from the upstairs bathroom sink for the last 10 years, and we've got some, you know, mold or rot that we have to deal with that wasn't expected, and it's going to have a little bit of a ripple effect. We maybe have to take down walls that we weren't planning to take down. So those are the things where, you know, the technical side of architecture comes in and is a huge asset to both the builder and the client. A lot of times we'll have clients say, well, like, can't we just, you know, get you to draw us the concepts and then we'll just take it from there. And we encourage people to kind of sign up for the full service, mainly because they're going to get the most benefit from that experience. So, like, you know, once construction starts, we participate in construction observation, and we'll meet with clients and contractors on site on a regular basis. Sometimes just for landmark inspections, like insulation or electrical layout and rough-in. But we go through the project with the clients at those site meetings, and anything that has come up while the builder's been working on the project, we will address with the approach of keeping things on time and on budget. And that, you know, once you're in construction, those are pretty critical items. Like, you've already, as a client, you've already invested a ton of money in design services and product selection and purchasing some things probably. And by the time you're in construction, having an advocate that is, you know, the client contracts directly with us, and then they contract directly with their builder. And so we act as the client's advocate during construction to make sure that all of the, you know, time and effort that has been spent crafting the vision for their space is executed the way that they intended.
Mm-hmm. There, and we're almost out of time, but I wanted to just mention that there is a mindset with homeowners that if I'm going to spend X amount of dollars, if I'm budgeting for a project, then the outcome, I'm going to have a great outcome. And the reality is the outcome is not guaranteed. And the worst thing that can happen is for you to spend all that time and all that money on a project and then to have regrets and, and be like, oh, I wish I had done this. I wish I had done that. And you know, it's cliche, but it is your biggest investment. And so, you know, you don't cut your own hair. You go to a hair salon to do that. You outsource that to a professional. And same with your home. Don't cut corners. You definitely want to use an architect and an interior designer. And guess what? You it's sort of a two for one with
we've got both. Yes,
with Joy Architecture and Interior Design. And how can folks get in touch with Joy Architecture and Interior Design?
Sure. Yeah. So we have a website, joyarchitecture.com. We have a inquiries page that is the best way for clients to connect with us and get on our sort of leads schedule. So we schedule phone calls to interview clients and see if we're a good fit for them, because that's, you know, important. We want to make sure we are a great fit for you. And then I'll say that we also we rarely have a client have a regret about the project. You know, there's often a little bit of bumps in the road as you go through construction, but our job is really to turn over every concept stone that we can during the design process and make sure that by the time they get to build, they know exactly what they're getting, and the drawings we've created convey exactly how to build it exactly, you know, to the builder. And they know what they're getting. And so by the time they move in, we usually have people come back and say, like, this has transformed how we use our home, how we live our lives for the better. And we are so grateful that we did this. And it was an amazing experience. A lot of our clients come back and are friends for a long time, or they come back for phase two or three. We're the architects for some families for life, like, which is such a cool experience and relationship to have. But yeah, joyarchitecture.com, and our phone number, I mean, can I share my phone number?
Sure, that of course.
Also, yeah, we're at 612-616-9472. And, you know, I started this as a small business, and now we've got 10 people on staff, and the numbers still come straight to me. I was going to change it a few years ago, but I love connecting with people over the phone. And so I still get a lot of the phone calls coming in to the office. So it is one of the great pleasures of my job is connecting with people and building those relationships.
Well, that's great. And you can always find Joy Architecture and Interior Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with architect and interior designer Joy Martin with Joy Architecture and Interior Design. Thanks so much, Joy.
Thank you. Can I add one last thing?
Of course.
Thank you so much for having me. I also encourage people to check out our Instagram. We post lots of projects. Sometimes they're finished, sometimes they're in progress. And so it's a great way for people to kind of get a sense of our culture and design process. So, yeah. That's at Joy Architecture, just on Instagram.
All right. Thanks
so
much, Joy.
Thanks so much for having me on today.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And now we're talking with Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Wood Nursery and Landscape. How are you, Ryan?
Good, Tim. How are you?
Good. Ryan, take a moment and tell everyone about Brownswood Nursery and Landscape.
Yeah, Brownswood was started by my family 46 years ago. So we're a third generation family owned and operated business. Our passion is transforming people's landscapes and kind of helping transform their lives when they're in and around their home. So whether it's putting in that pool, spa, outdoor kitchen, Just outdoor living in Charleston is so beautiful and so wonderful. We put a lot of time and energy and focus on helping people achieve their dream backyards, dream front yards, just dream landscapes in general. So that's what we do. We have a garden center, so you can come in and get, you know, a tray of annuals and flowers, up to like a 15-foot live oak. We sell up to 200-gallon plus size trees. We have a design build firm, so we do full landscape architecture, landscape design. So whether you're building in Kiowa, Seabrook, downtown, West Ashley, wherever you are, we can provide the landscape design and architecture services you need. And then our team can build everything out for you. Mm-hmm. So we can put it all together and help you phase it when phasing, you know, makes sense. And kind of sequence it, make sure we're not painting ourselves into a corner later. And then we also have a growing operation. So we grow probably 30,000 plus plants a year at our facility on John's Island. So we're the largest combined garden center and design build firm in the Tri-County. And so we are passionate about it. We love it. We love people and we love plants. So that's what we do.
Nice. Well, and you know, I'm looking at the Brownswood Nursery and Landscape ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and it shows and this, what's interesting about this photograph is it really does illustrate a lot of the different disciplines that Brownswood Nursery and Landscape can help a homeowner with. So for instance, there is a pergola that was built, and below that is looks like kind of like a bluestone hardscape patio area, and there's a nice urn as a water fountain, and then all the different plantings and so forth. And did this homeowner have different companies doing this, or was this all done by Brownswood Nursery and Landscape?
Yeah, so I assume, honestly, I don't know that particular project, Tim.
Well, you do a lot, I understand.
Yeah, I assume that what typically happens is we become sort of the contractor for the project, and so we handle the coordination of it. So like, we're not plumbers, we're not electricians. So we have a team of people that will come in and support the work that we're doing, but we basically handle all of it. So we've got excellent craftsmen who are very specialized, like in the carpentry side, you know. So it just depends on what it is, but we do all of it, from irrigation to lighting to the hardscape. You mentioned pergolas and detached pavilions, metal roof structures, that sort of thing. So we can help people put all of those pieces together in their property.
Mm-hmm. But this didn't happen by accident. This was not thrown together. It all started with a landscape plan and a landscape design. And Ryan, Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, you folks specialize in creating landscape plans for homeowners. And talk about that process and why that's so important.
Yeah, the landscape design is the best money you spend in the landscape. You know, everyone who builds a home hires an architect, or they buy a set of plans from a home designer. But when we get to the outside, there is this sort of idea that we can kind of wing it. We would never kind of wing it when we're constructing the inside of a house and thinking through square footage and what size does the kitchen need to be and how far is the island, you know, from the range and all those things. And honestly, it's the same thing outside. How wide should the walkways be? What should the materials be? What's the drainage going to look like? How are we going to drain from the pool to the house? How are we going to make sure that we've got conduit run ahead of time before we start hardscaping everything, kind of again back and putting us into the corner, sort of, so to speak. Where do we want that pool that we're not building today, but we're going to build maybe in 2 or 3 years, but we need to like get the rest of the yard kind of in order until then. We want to map every single element out so that it doesn't cause a lot of frustration. That's what we see a lot is people try to avoid the design fee, the landscape design process, and they want to just get right into the installation. And I tell people that often you will get every dollar you spend on the design back in a lack of mistakes, a lack of uh-ohs later. But the main thing is it saves you money, it saves you time, and it avoids frustration. So that's the purpose of the landscape plan. And it's practical. Like I mentioned, we have a lot of drainage issues in Charleston, a lot. Almost every property we go to needs some form of drainage solution, whether that's connecting to gutters, you know, downspout type stuff, or they have standing water or they have swales that don't move water correctly. So when you think about the landscape, again, where's that patio going to go? Where's the pool? Tim, I've been to, I don't know, hundreds or thousands of properties over the years. Almost every hardscape I see, almost everyone is wrong. Unless it was pre-designed by someone that knew what they were doing. The majority of them are wrong. It's the wrong size. It's the wrong shape. It's the wrong dimensions. It was too narrow. They put it in the wrong spot on the house. And that's just one example, but there's a bunch of those. So we just want to kind of have a methodical step one through step 10 plan. Give the client that dream property and do it with precision. Don't waste their time. Don't waste their money. Don't frustrate them in the process. Really just get to it. And like I said, do it in phases.
That's right. And that's the great thing about having that landscape plan is you don't have to have all the money in the world to create that backyard of your dreams. You can phase it in over time. But it all starts with the landscape plan. And before we got on the air, you were telling me about a homeowner that in Hollywood that you were working with. And about how much was the landscape plan for that that you created for those folks?
Yeah, so they are on a multi-acre lot, but our focus was, you know, less than the multi-acres, but that design fee was about $7,000. And the reason for that is because we've got to figure out their driveway, walkways from the exterior of the house. The house is in construction right now, but we've got to figure out where they're going to put their pool. They're going to have an outdoor sauna, patio. They have another rear detached structure. How are we going to get to that? How are we going to create privacy in areas we need privacy? How are we going to keep it open where we need it open? They have a septic system with a drain field. So we got to get creative with the drain field. How are we going to avoid that, but also make this thing look beautiful? So there's just a lot of elements there. And the nice thing is they're going to be able to walk through that process. We're going to provide a 2D, you know, bird's eye view plan that's full color, that maps out every square foot of the section of their property that we're doing. And then we're going to give them a three-dimensional video fly through that, you know, has a beautiful, I think you've seen them before, Tim. I mean, mm-hmm. they're immersive. I mean, you feel like you're there. It's computer generated. You know, it's really nice for them to be able to see kind of the vision before we start getting into the, hey, how, what are we going to spend? What does this need to look like? Let's first like get to the dream. What do we want? What do we really want this to feel like? And so they're going to have that. They're going to walk through the process with our landscape design team, who's going to do soil analysis, sun analysis. They're going to walk them through all the plants in person at our nursery so they can really see the plants they're getting or see something. Hey, I don't really like that plant. No problem. How about this one? Oh yeah, great. I love that. So we get down into the color, the texture, the size of the plants. Do the deer eat it? They have deer. So we've got to spend a lot of time filtering out the 150 plants that the deer do eat and whittle that down to a much smaller list.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot that goes into it, from soil to sun to deer to kids, the toxicity that some plants have. I mean, it's a very scientific process, really. It's very analytical.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Well, how can, and we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, what would you recommend? It's officially it's fall. What is fall a good time to install plantings and things like that?
Yeah. Fall is, you know, people ask when can you plant? When can you not plant? In Charleston, typically you can plant year round. There's a handful of, you know, tender plants that we wouldn't plant in, you know, December, January, February. But the majority of our plants, we can plant year round in Charleston. But fall is if not the best time, one of the best times to plant, because temperatures will start to descend. It's just optimal growing conditions. You really can get healthier plants because they're not as stressed. You don't have to baby them quite as much as you would if you were planting in, you know, a warmer season. And it can be less maintenance too, because again, a little less watering than maybe in the summer. So benefits for the fall are great. And on the design side, I would say, you know, when should you start for a landscape plan? It would be before you've even designed the house, before you've even thought through where the house is going to be placed on the lot, is when you can start thinking about landscape architecture and design. And we can help you through every single step of that layout process in conjunction with the architect and the builder, and make sure that we're all on the same page. So when we end the whole project, it's beautiful, it's functional, and everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, good deal. Well, what's the best way for folks to get in touch with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape?
Yeah, visit brownswoodnursery.com. That's brownswoodnursery.com. Or you can visit us at our physical location, where we've been for 46 years at 1290 Brownswood Road on John's Island. And yeah, let's start planning those landscape projects and get ready for your next transformation.
Yeah, make a day of it. You know, when you go out to John's Island, you could have lunch at the tomato shed, and then
a
short drive down the road is Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. Well, we've been talking with Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, and you can always find Brownswood Nursery and Landscape within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks, Tim.
And now we're talking with Tim Barker with Backyard Retreats. How are you doing, Tim?
Hey, thanks for having me, Tim. Appreciate it.
You bet. You bet. Tim, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Backyard Retreats.
So Backyard Retreats is in Mount Pleasant, right off Johnny Dodds Boulevard 17. Been in business now for 28 years. I was blessed enough 3.5 years ago to purchase the company. And it's been a family-owned business now for 28 years. In taking that over, we kept a lot of the current staff you see is from kind of the old regime. Darla, who is actually the daughter of the former owner, does a great job in all of our design work and being able to customize everything for our customers. So we've done a great job evolving into the future, but feel very fortunate to have you know, a great reputation in the community.
Gotcha. And what kinds of products and services does Backyard Retreats offer?
So we carry over 30 different manufacturers. We do everything from your traditional umbrellas and cantilevers to canopies and awnings, down to, you know, your standard outdoor furniture of patio, deck, small spaces or screened-in porches, everything from wicker, brushed aluminum, all the poly and poly wood that's become very popular, as well as teak and some of the other newer products that folks might see out there.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And there is a difference between different types of outdoor furniture. And I think me included, most of us have bought some outdoor furniture, and after a couple of years, it starts to rust and not look good and things like that. One of the things about Charleston that sort of surprises people is we live in sort of a harsh environment, and that's kind of like, hey, wait, isn't Charleston beautiful and has nice weather and everything? But we have the salt air, we've got the high humidity and high heat and that kind of thing, and of course hurricanes and even the potential of earthquakes and so. Tell us about the furnishings that Backyard Retreats can help homeowners with, and how long is that furniture going to be around, or is it considered disposable furniture?
Yeah, it's a great question. So with the environment, as you mentioned, you have to be very smart about the quality in which you're purchasing, and that's what we're all about, is carrying the products from the manufacturers that are all very high-end quality. We kind of start in that mid-grade and go to the highest ends of things that you would see at, you know, the highest resorts of your, you know, five-star that we actually supply a lot of furniture for. So in that, when you come in and you're looking, you know, like you said, in the challenges of the very humid, salty air, you want to buy the product that you know is going to last you. And we stand behind all of the warranties of our manufacturers. We also do repair work and do a lot of replacements, whether it's slings or certain parts of furniture. We do a lot with working with customers over time, and especially repeat business, of where, you know, you might get a sling replaced or a cushion replaced. And we provide all of those options as well.
Gotcha. Well, There's of course the products, the beautiful outdoor furniture that Backyard Retreats can help homeowners with, but sometimes the homeowners, did they ever ask about we're redoing our backyard, or we want to redo our backyard and we need some help with space planning and things like that?
Absolutely. So another service that we provide free of charge is we'll come out to your property and actually walk it off with you, measure, talk about design options. As I mentioned before, Darla is our store manager, and she's got a design background and does an incredible job in really working with the customer to get exactly what they need for the space. I think one of the biggest challenges is people try a lot of times just to eyeball and say, okay, well, I need, you know, four chairs or six chairs around this fire pit. And I've got a deck, you know, X big, wide. We actually will come and measure it all off with you and provide a design plan, and then be able to customize all the furniture and the space for you.
Nice. Well, yeah. You can always tell a space, whether it's indoors or outdoors, that has been well designed. And I guess the flip side of that is you can tell when the space is not well designed, and you get that kind of maybe it's just that feeling you have within yourself that things look, if the space feels tight, or you feel a little claustrophobic, even though it might be an outdoor space, maybe there's too much of too much furniture or something like that. Not enough space for the furniture. But how does Backyard Retreats create that perfect space for someone?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just understanding the needs. You know, what the utilization. I think that's another big piece, as you mentioned, whether it's too crowded with furniture or it's not really getting the use that it could be, based on what you've had in the past, or, you know, coming in and really asking a lot of the questions that we want to understand how you're going to use the space and all the different activities that you like to enjoy. So that's a part of kind of how we build out the design as well.
Mm-hmm. And talk about the outdoor furniture itself. And because we've talked about the harsh environment here in Charleston, but talk about the high quality outdoor furniture that Backyard Retreats can help homeowners with. What are the materials made out of and things like that?
Yeah, so we only carry, again, kind of the highest quality, especially in the poly and all the poly wood and the finishes of the polymer that we have. It's all, a lot of it, Amish made, coming from Lancaster, PA. We have others from New York and all over the East Coast that we ship in every week. And when we go to market in Atlanta every year, we understand, you know, the involvement of those products. And we only cater to, you know, working with the best manufacturers. So we kind of do our own homework on determining, you know, which one of those manufacturers do not do well in our type of environment that might do well in other parts of the country. But over the 25 to 28 year period now, we've kind of been able to determine, you know, what works and what doesn't down in this environment. And that's kind of what we cater to from our manufacturers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what would you say would be some of the materials that people should avoid? Like, for instance, powder coated steel, for example. How does something like that hold
definitely
up?
Definitely the irons and the steels tend to rust very easily, as well as some of the older poly and mid grade to low grade poly that you might find that, you know, some people don't, you know, just have a temporary solution and they want to go to Home Depot or Lowe's or maybe, you know, some other places that carry a little lower end, but you're going to be buying, you know, every 2 to 3 years, if not sooner, because the bolts and the framework are going to rust on that.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they're not covered and there's no coating on it, those tend to rust very quickly. So some of the poly, but like you said, the steel, the irons, you definitely want to keep that in your thought process of where you have that furniture or how much it's exposed to just being outdoors all the time. And then even your wickers and things like that, with moisture, you've got to be very cautious in where you're putting those things. If they're not in a non-screened area or exposed to too much sunlight, that can cause problems. So those are things that when a customer walks in, we immediately are asking all the right questions and understanding the areas, the spaces, the sunlight exposure, and all the different facets of it so that we can provide the best solution.
Mm-hmm. So would you recommend furnishings that are made from aluminum or what? What do you say?
Yeah, the brushed aluminum and poly are probably our two most popular for purely outdoor. If it's exposed to the air and sunlight 24/7, then you can make your determination. Do you want it with cushions or without, based on how much potential rain it would get or how much you want to go out and take the cushions on and off, to be frank. That's a lot of the decision. And if they want deep seating or shallow seating or what it's going to be used for in the activities, make a lot of that determination. But that's probably for purely outdoor. The brushed aluminum now and poly are two high sellers. For those, especially around pools and anything that's exposed to sunlight.
When you say poly, is that short for something?
So just polymer. There's all different types of polymer finish. The old school, you know, 10, 15 years ago, it was all poly wood. That was the manufacturer that first developed it. But we don't do as much with them anymore. We carry more, like I was mentioning, some of the brands that are Amish made. So the construction on them is all Amish. And great hardwood used on that. We also deal with some other manufacturers that are some really high-end poly finishes of recycled milk cartons and all the different poly fibers that are used to coat the hardwood with it. And that tends to be the best in these types of environments.
Do you ever get any customers that are planning to they want to buy some of the outdoor furnishings from Backyard Retreats for a short-term rental?
We do. We actually work with short-term rentals, and we do a lot with staging as well. So and we rent furniture. We actually have several sets for photo shoots and for weddings and other things that we're able to rent out furniture for the day or for the weekend. We just actually did that a couple weekends ago with a photo shoot, and we had the white Adirondacks that were used, and we made them look perfect and brand new, and they used them for the photo shoot, brought them right back. So we'll do daily rentals, weekend rentals for parties and things like that and functions, as well as, like I said, the staging and things for VRBO and Airbnb.
Mm-hmm. And do the backyard retreat staff, you folks will deliver and set up the furniture for everybody?
Yeah, so we're a turnkey in that we come out and do the delivery, you know, white glove service. We'll put it exactly where you want us to. We'll even take away for a small fee old furniture. So those are just a few of the things that we do a little differently. We don't charge an arm and a leg to bring it out to your residence as well.
Mm-hmm. What, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask, Backyard Retreats, as you mentioned, is a family-owned company. Mm-hmm. What does that, how does that translate to a homeowner versus maybe dealing with some anonymous company they might be looking at online?
Sure. We get a lot of folks that, you know, have places down here on the coast that is not their full-time residence, especially, and then, you know, you brought up the rentals and things like that. And so anytime in the furniture world, anyone would be remiss to say it's never going to be 100% perfect. There's going to be challenges. Something may break on a sling 3 years down the road, or there might be a cushion that 2 years in is, you know, due to the massive rain you have, is not like you want it to be. We work with people. And at the end of the day, it's all about what we can provide for the community. And we're always going to be there. We're always going to answer the phone. We're always going to work with the customer to get them exactly what they need or provide a solution for a challenge or issue that arises. And I think that's what, you know, being a family-owned business is all about, is being a staple of the community and a good steward of your business, and always, you know, working with people to get them what they need.
Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Backyard Retreats?
Yeah, so you can visit us online at backyardretreatssc.com. We've got a great website with a lot of the things we have on the floor in stock that are listed on there, as well as a lot of the brands that we carry that you can visit websites to see exactly what you want that we can customize for you, as well as coming to us Monday through Sunday. We're closed on Sundays most of the year, but during the summer we're open. But 10 to 5 every day, 10 to 4 on Saturdays, and always have folks ready and willing to help you.
All right, great. Well, it's football season, so a lot of folks might be looking to watch the game in their outdoor space, and why not make it that space more comfortable with Backyard Retreats? And you can always find Backyard Retreats within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Tim Barker with Backyard Retreats. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thank you, guys.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show, or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.